Yeah, we can do an out of topic.
So I don't actually know how to lead this, but I think it was. So you want to talk about last session or the?
Yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to lead it.
Do you want me to? Do you want me to?
Yeah, whoever has the strongest emotions about stuff.
Talk about anything that's going on. That's really
a strong emotion could be confusion.
We left off where?
We left off in the inn. So we're
all right. We're in the inn,
but we left off in the dream in the inn.
Yes.
Right.
The scary, spooky dream.
Yes, scary, spooky dream.
We're getting spooked. Yet another scary, spooky dream, but this one was really...
This was actually
what happened
scary.
In that dream?
So we revisited the previous epic scene, right? Mm-hmm. We saw that, Mark was doing all this little fancy type stuff with the hourglasses, and the hourglasses had the white water inside, mm-hmm. and we don't really know what's going on. We... see that people are looking at, like, a corner of the room. We don't know who's supposed to be there. The stranger didn't see it. Silva didn't see, but Mark was able to see. And, so that's a huge thing. We met the Oracle in the dream. He's the one who showed us the truth. We took Dara to remember that Dara is free from whatever spell she was because she was replaced by Mark. So on and so forth. We identify that the six prophets are six followers of the some of the unaligned gods. So Ayun, Fahini, so on and so forth.
Yeah, we figured out who they represent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mars represents was previously Karelin. The Karelin's thing.
Follower.
But so I guess usually so what we're kind of going for is the same sort of conversation we would have in the car.
Yeah.
Car sort of conversation, right? Because when you were, Bryce, when we were going back from last session, you were really, like, Q is really...
I was,
distressed and conflicted between so many
actually,
things.
That would probably be a good place to start with, like, how are our characters feeling? Like, we can go around.
Right.
I guess I'll go first because Q's extremely shaken... I'm really shaken up by Squad 6 disappearing like that, and, like, the news of my world is being, like not exactly wrecked, but there's something happening. I want to go back so badly. Like, I'm super pissed off at the whole entire world, because I just want to go back, and I can't. I'm not supposed to. And one of the biggest things is that this is, like, the second time that somebody's been talking about Q as a kid, and the whole entire idea of what Mark, he was, when we saw that in the vision, that Mark was holding, like a
hologram or something.
Hologram of, like, Sophia and baby Q, sitting on
super,
the lap.
I mean, immensely.
It's so creepy.
Ultra powerful stalker.
I know, it was super creepy, and I was crying in the car. Because what Marlon kind of revealed to me was that why does that make sense? It makes sense because potentially Sophia was approached by Mark to become the successor. And that just made me really upset.
Right, just like Renard turned... Yeah.
What?
So, there's a little chat with Renard afterwards. Like, when they're rescuing Dara, right?
Yeah.
Renard's like, yeah, I was approached, too, to become someone like them, but I turned them down. And so the implication was that people like Renard, who are very prominent or capable, might have been approached or recruited to be like that. And one implication is Sophia Latari, so she was probably approached.
She was probably
In some way. One of them was really retiring, upset. Someone from various, thing was retiring. Especially Karelin.
Yeah.
Because he's a patron of magic in general, right?
Yeah. Magic and art.
And magic and art. Although...
all this beautiful stuff.
Ayun would have been another...
Yeah, Ayun probably would have been a second choice, too.
Although, I think in terms of Ayun, Sophia Latari might be very gray, because she seems to just want knowledge for herself. In a certain way.
Yeah, that's like young Sophia Latari would definitely be like that. So what the questions that I was asking Marlon yesterday was, Q was thinking about the connections between all these sorts of people, because Q Going back to Dylan's question, Q does not trust the Six Prophets. The only person that he trusts is Dara. That's it.
Really?
Only because Dara has proven her, her loyalty.
She showed her loyalty to her original creator.
On the front table by the front door.
Right.
Right.
So and that was something that we reviewed, like, so Dara was was a homunculus created by an alchemist or an artificer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's an artificial being, right? Okay. And so my observation was that, like, usually if you're, she had this job being this prophet of Corellon, right? And usually the loyalty would go straight to the god, right? But because if you were an ordinary being, right, and your job became a representative of God, your loyalty would really be to that god because the gods created various people. But she was not created by any gods. She was created by a person, right? And yes, she was chosen as a prophet of the gods, which is sort of... And so understanding that she would put her own creator ahead of loyalty to the gods is kind of understandable. I mean, even by the other prophets, it's understandable.
She was made by, like, hands of immortal.
Right. That's her creator. To her, that's her, you know, versus the, you know, the gods were supposedly the creators of most of the races.
It might be understandable, but remember that three of them did not agree with her staying.
Yeah, they didn't agree.
Oh, absolutely, right. So, one of the big...
For different reasons, though.
Yeah. Anybody else...
Do you guys remember who?
Yeah, Sunu was very different.
Yeah.
And Silva was also
very
different.
Hmm. And then...
Who was on what side? So, obviously, Dara...
Oh, the sides?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunu wanted her to come.
Okay.
Sunu wanted her to come.
Greta wanted her to go.
Said that she was fine staying. Yeah. And then Brother Zerdan was against it.
Was against her
staying.
So, team staying is Brother Zerdan, Greta, Sunu.
You said team staying.
Team leaving.
Oh, yeah. That's team leaving.
And then Auklet.
Well, it's confusing because staying in the inn or staying in the team.
Oh, okay.
No, I would say staying at Carnival.
Okay.
So go with that.
Staying at Carnival. Okay, so those three.
Team staying was Auklet.
Yeah, team staying was Auklet.
Auklet.
Silva.
Silva.
And Dara herself.
Although Silva seemed kind of... Silva always
seemed
very neutral.
She was kind of confused, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Does anybody else... I mean, this is a weird question for Eros, but Eros has been hanging around Q enough to, like, think about this a little bit.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
Let's see. What's his gut feeling in terms of who can he trust a little bit more than anybody else?
So negative million point one versus negative...
Like 3 million.
999999.
Think about who's interacted with Eros. I know this is hard, but it's all of three people.
He doesn't trust... Dara anymore.
He doesn't.
No.
Oh, because the illusion has been...
Right.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
So she doesn't
She was just hot before, but now she's hot, and there's complicated things attached to her life.
Okay.
And Eros can...
Oh, my gosh. Eros is a natural enemy of all feminists. I liked you better when you were a one-dimensional character.
Ever hates Eros even more now.
No, what is it? What does Ever think?
You have all the strings attached, like personality.
Ever is very upset
values.
At whatever is keeping Q from going home.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't understand the full situation, but gets that, like, something's going on at your home. Mm. You want to get there. Something's keeping you from that. Not okay.
Okay.
So he wants to figure out whatever that is, make it happen so that you can go home.
Jumping the gun here, then, what do you think we should do as a party? Because...
Well, what do we have as far as information?
Exactly, so...
I mean, something to do with the, what's it called?
Gathering?
The gathering.
Yeah.
Real quick?
Yeah.
Did everyone get stuff from their respective people they talked to from this group?
Stuff?
Yes, we actually do have stuff.
Okay. Just wondering.
Stuff like information or stuff like
items?
Things.
Stuff.
I got
stuff.
I got something physical.
Koro has that.
I don't think I did.
Eros,
you didn't get anything from...
I didn't, right?
I don't believe you did.
I don't think so.
Eros didn't
I got information, but that's it.
At all.
Yeah, Eros got some crazy stuff.
Yeah, Eros got some crazy stuff.
You got the nuts and bolts.
Of course, didn't look at it.
You got the nuts and bolts.
That's another thing that we should talk about, but probably in character.
Sure.
Okay.
About, because we never discussed the information that we each got.
That's true.
From when we had those talks.
We can do it out of character so it might be easier.
Yeah, we could sort of fast forward it.
Because Ever is like, we talked...
and then we do. Not
whole. And then Eros pulls him.
Then Eros is a little more useful.
And then Eros is like, "What did you talk about?" But that's what I figured the interaction.
What
would
do you
be
mean
like.
Talk? Like talk? Mean? What do you mean? Tell me. Tell me what you mean by talk.
And then he looks over at Q.
I'm gonna make
trust
you talk.
I'm gonna make you.
I don't.
Talk.
I don't trust him, but he gives me combat advantage. Should I shoot him anyway?
It's so stupid. Okay, yeah, we can, I want to do that. Let's,
I'd like
okay,
that.
Okay, wait, so let's finish this up, make sure that there's nothing else. So, like, so the Ever's really concerned about that, and really concerned about, there's this stuff about Marek,
yeah.
His old friend, who he fully trusted, and now he's not so sure.
Demerick?
Because, no, the, the inn guy. Ever has known him for a long time, and now suddenly there's all this stuff that he didn't know.
Then
about
all
him.
Of a sudden he's just like
magical and leaping and stuff and like and he, you know he's so he's really confused about that, and like, mostly confused because this is not a sort of magic or a sort of stuff that he's very familiar with.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he would be semi-familiar with it.
Yeah,
so he gets the concepts of what's going on, but not why or. Obviously, like, everyone has lots of questions.
Yeah, I want to point out that Ever would definitely know Marek's daughter and Marek's granddaughter.
Right. Of course, the rest of the party can't think, why would Marek have a daughter or granddaughter?
Who the hell?
Mm-hmm. Why does Marek have children when he's obviously a stalker?
Where the hell's the mom?
A desperate stalker.
Oh my god, Sophia Latari, no! No!
So Marek is actually Sophia Latari... And Eros is.
That's the
your
worst.
Dad.
And then, yeah. Yeah. You're so excited about this.
Oh, snap.
And Marek's,
I'm going to be rich.
And Marek's daughter is actually just cute.
No.
I'm going to ask for child support.
From a parallel.
This is
going to
be so awful. You're going to get nothing from Zoom.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You're going to get, like, newts and, like, dead animals and all this different
still
shit.
Something for free.
I mean, if you've got enough magic.
That's Eros true. Thinks Marek is. 100% evil. Thoroughly
that's,
evil.
That's actually Q's like Q's idea too.
Very plausible. You, like this is old man in the chair, right?
He's and tricked he, all of us.
And he controls animals. What could be more sinister than that, right?
Friendly badgers.
Friendly badgers
that are dressed as bellhops, waiters, and
offering
butlers and maids.
Delicious food.
He's offering you cookies.
This is some
that
master
they
play.
Have poisoned potentially.
Yeah.
Well. Kuro's thoroughly Kuro checked all of them for poison.
But Kuro doesn't count because he's Kuro. Like,
that's
oh
true.
No.
He could eat the poison.
He may as well be, he may as well be
right.
A dwarf.
Yeah.
Don't
like
worry,
dwarven
I'll
resistant
it.
To poison.
Okay, nothing proved.
You're right.
Found a trap.
It's
walking this way.
Actually, I should pull that up too. I'm going to get my computer back.
All right,
okay.
So
Eros, did you have anything else to say about the situation? You don't,
right.
Ever doesn't trust Marek necessarily anymore. Like,
right.
He's not sure.
And concerned about Q, and obviously, like, the Whitewater thing.
Right.
I'm gonna ask you about that. Do you mind if I ask you real fast before you get
yeah,
your
no, 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 that's fine, I don't...
What do you know about the Whitewater?
So whatever knows, and whatever has shared, or meant to share, was shared, is that he somehow knows that the Whitewater makes things be completely gone.
Okay.
Completely gone. And he has seen a similar well with the Whitewater before. But
and
not.
This was in like a dream?
Something like that.
Okay.
Some sort of.
Does he show any details about the dream?
Depends on if. Would, not unless someone asks.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, if
it comes
would, like, ask more questions or whatever, totally. He would probably say something. But other than that.
But Ever just offers the relevant information.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to get your computer? And
yeah,
then
let me get your computer, my computer, so that I can pull up that conversation.
Because
I have it back.
Anybody want to think about what else?
Well,
yeah, I guess I should also mention
Kuro. I want to talk to Kuro.
Oh yeah, because Kuro is very. This is Kuro's business.
Yeah.
You have come to the right place.
You've come to Detective
Kuro Consulting.
Yeah. Mysteries.
How does Kuro feel about the presence of, like, such people? Like,
oh, this must be fate.
This is fate?
This is why. You know, like, why was Kuro sent on this mission? Oh, the regime, blah, 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 blah. No, but this bunch of prophets from the gods, this is fate. This is all making sense.
But why?
Here we're here.
Why Kuro?
Hmm?
Why is it Kuro to experience this?
Oh, why does Kuro experience
this?
That's what he needs to learn. That's the idea. He trusts in fate. And he says, there's a lesson here. His personal role. Kuro doesn't need to know the reason.
Yeah.
Kuro only needs to know that there's the fate will lead them to the reason. By following the path, you do that.
Has Kuro dealt with any such people? Actually, here's a better question. Does Kuro identify with the six prophets? In a sense, does he feel like, even not in comparison to power, but in roles, does he feel like he's like that type of person to represent Moradin like they do?
That's a good question. I think his first impression here actually is that he knows so little. Because he spent most of his life in this tiny backwater, you know, with this, his teacher basically, they're theologians.
Yeah.
There in this tiny backwater, and along with him were Ace Dick and Ishihara.
That's the worst.
Right? And so he knows very little, right? And so for a long time, I think it's kind of the opposite. For a long time, he probably identified himself as someone who would play that role. But now he sees he has a very, very long way to go.
In terms of, like, being able to reach that sort of power.
Yeah, okay. You know, he understands that the...
Or maybe even devotion, proper understanding.
Yeah, Moradin would not... He's very, very far away. His journey becomes very, very long. Right? He sees that... You know, it's like you see, like, oh, wow, that mountain is, you know... That mountain is so... No. Like, oh, here we go, we're approaching... Let's... You know, the Star Wars reference. Oh, here, you know, let's find refuge on that small moon. That's no moon.
Right.
That's a space station. Right? And then he's like, you know. Because to him, the level that he saw the prophets on was something that he reserved for the gods themselves.
Okay.
For
the gods
themselves.
Are even further away.
Yeah, it's like, you know, here's, you know, here we are. Okay, and the gods are...
So wait, the
here.
Level that he saw of the prophets, the six prophets does not include Marek. Is he saying that what
and
he saw Marek is like that level of a god?
Yeah, especially Marek. Yeah.
Marek is almost godlike.
So it's
kind
of like
why Ever is suddenly so apprehensive.
So the scale of the universe, the scale of the universe of divinity has just expanded. Previously he thought it was just kind of this linear thing, you know, maybe like a. You know, but then it's like this grain of, here's a grain of the sand. This is the earth,
right?
And then this entire house is empty space still. And then so his universe has become basically his mind is blown.
Can
right.
I also guess
basically
that
his mind is blown?
You know, he said, "I've seriously misjudged you to Dara," because he completely hated Dara. He didn't like...
Oh, right. He's very suspicious of Dara.
He's very suspicious
now
of Dara.
Now it's kind of the opposite of... He's seen that she's carried a great burden for a long time, and he respects her loyalties of choosing, right? And it's something he understands. Kuro's usually very, very confused about things. And,
yes,
you know, confuses words and stuff. But this is the sort of situation he understands.
Well,
he pays a lot
I
of
actually have a particular guess about that. That his scope of the gods, his understanding of the gods has been challenged further because Dara, who he did not like as a person...
Right.
Is clearly a high-level servant
of
a god.
No, so what really expanded is not only his concept, but his skepticism or his demeanor towards his own understanding. He feels like, you know, well, he can definitely tell stuff to Eros because this poor guy's brain damaged, right? But to everybody else, he doesn't feel like he has any sort of authority. So it's kind of the opposite. Koro doesn't see himself in that role. He doesn't see himself as prepared to be in that role because there's so many things that he missed.
Mm.
And so he sees his role as, in order to ever reach that, right, he sees his role as to follow fate itself, follow what fate is trying to teach him. These are very important lessons.
Sure. That's super deep for Koro, who has been poking Eros with an ornament.
Well, that's the thing about Koro. He is super, super serious, right? And then he has these very deep considerations.
Would you say that
and
he
And then he also has bread.
Would you say he's layered like a cake or a pie?
That's too simple.
I thought an onion was too much, but... Is he more like a souffle? I don't know.
Yeah, who would bake an onion? It doesn't make any... by itself. Onion, unless it's onion bread.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I think it's I think Koro is more like a casserole
of bread.
Yeah.
So back to Eros. Eros had two inclinations. One, that he doesn't trust Dara because she's not one dimensional.
Right.
And
there's too much going on with her.
Is it confusing and frightening to him
that
people exist?
Everyone. No, it. But
what does he think of the doll?
A hot girl that could do a lot of cool stuff.
Sure, what does he think of the doll on his shoulder?
Oh, that's evil. 100% evil. It's been sucking probably some kind of like life energy or money from him. That's chops, stealing chops from him.
I thought you wanted her to suck your bus.
Not anymore. Unless it was under special conditions. Like if everyone was there, making sure she didn't kill me.
Sorry.
Everyone is watching.
Can everyone watch? He was just like,
"You got my back."
Koro was there,
and then Marek is 100%
evil.
Evil.
So anybody
incarnate evil.
Anybody Eros doesn't trust or is confused about is probably evil.
Yes.
Okay.
No, well, there's neutral parties, like the people he doesn't trust, they're neutral.
So does he trust a stranger, or is the stranger also evil?
No, he trusts you guys.
Is it Eros' perception of things, if something is really, really confusing or nebulous, right, the person he previously was focused on as being evil, like, he forgets about it, shrinks in comparison. It's like a, you know, white contrast, like the sun comes out and you...
Right.
You
yeah.
can't see lights. You
it's
can't,
pretty much like
you
that.
You can't read your phone.
I would compare it more to a goldfish who has like something in front of him and just focuses on it and can't see.
Well, then everything. Like no, but everything else seems like
it's
nothing.
Like a baby. It's like a baby.
Right? Like they're holding one thing and they're like, and then you give them something else and it's like.
And then they drop.
They drop
just,
the first.
The first thing is gone because they can't keep track of the
ball. It never existed.
But his scale of evil just keeps going up. That's the thing. That's why he's so distrustful.
Everything has to be comparatively more evil than the
right.
previous
it's
thing.
So much either linear or like exponentially.
So Gunther was clearly
evil.
Gunther was evil incarnate, and then he meets like
Marek.
Sunu, and then he meets like Marek.
Right, and there's nothing he can do about that. Gunther is now just like, oh whatever. He could probably have like. Lunch with Gunther now.
That's probably about it.
This is awful.
I feel like
this is
so terrible.
This is actually.
Really I really hope thing. You're not like this in real life.
don't ever aspire to be Eros.
Don't ever aspire to be Eros.
Anti-feminist.
Eros is not actually a sociopath, but he aspires to be a sociopath. Yeah. He's extremely shallow, right? He's just
money. Hot,
and he has horrible judgment about character.
About everything.
And no memory.
Zero memory.
Like,
but he doesn't care that much.
He doesn't care.
That's awful. Unless it hurt him before.
Right.
That's the thing. He can only learn through negative feedback. Eros will only learn through negative feedback, but
it's really
the
good.
Negative feedback
it's
loop is like really so short term.
Yeah.
Can you start using this again? Sure.
That's all.
Be fun.
By the way, Eros got two things.
What did Eros
get? Eros took them because they were free.
Of course.
Okay? But he didn't play around with them because they're probably evil.
What are they?
One is a lockpick that can pick any lock. The other is...
It casts knock.
Are you
right.
retarded?
This is an Eros term, though.
So. Right.
This is a lockpick that's going to lockpick...
I think Eros would say it knocks lockpicks open.
Hey, it knocks things. It knocks locks picks.
And the other thing is a bunch of money.
You have a lot.
That's what Eros thinks. Aqua dropped.
What did you actually get, though?
A bunch of coins. Of coins in a bag. And a lockpick that casts knock.
Well, does Eros suspect the coins as being evil?
Yes, everything's evil in Eros's. I mean, Aqua, first of all, is evil.
So I thought Eros liked Aqua.
Oh, he loves Aqua. He's a great guy. He loves having a drink with him.
But he's evil.
But he's evil.
No, but like when Eros, so Q reacted to Aqlet with utter disgust because Aqlet's methods of attacking while he was asleep just sliced off people's knees.
You can think someone's cool. So there's
cool but evil.
Right. There's like the thing. So everything is evil.
All
right.
Okay? So
everything's evil.
This needs to be drawn as an alignment
cool,
chart.
There's not cool. There's
there's hot evil, and
there's hot evil, and then there's Aqlet. Okay.
Why is Aqlet like a separate thing?
So,
I'm sure I got this. I'm doing this.
But it's pretty much everyone's evil in Eros's eyes.
So I hope you realize.
Oh God! Wow. No, he's at the bottom.
I hope you realize.
But is he cool evil?
Yeah, he's ugly, cool evil.
This is the best
alignment.
This is the most shallow alignment chart.
Dara is uncool now.
Uncool.
But hot.
But hot.
I hope you realize that the lockpick, though, can help us potentially open that door.
Which door?
The door.
Oh, shit.
From that scene. Potentially.
And Ross did not think of that at all. Ross, not even a little bit either. So.
Although nobody has gone back to charity to shop for rituals in general.
No, we haven't.
Nope. It just so knock is a very common ritual, right?
It's super common.
It's super
like
common.
Level 3.
But then, for some reason, nobody has this ritual.
And you can probably get it at the gathering very easily.
Yeah.
Or the casino.
The casino.
Yeah. So I didn't share the stranger's thoughts on the whole ordeal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
that's important. Yeah.
The stranger was feeling very alone. Because he realized he could understand Marek while everyone else talking as if Marek was speaking Elvish.
Why, like, I don't know if you could tell us, but why did the stranger be able, why is he able
The stranger
to...
would tell you this after discussing about the discussions and stuff, so the out-of-character discussions. He thinks that he's unaffected by Darastia and unaffected by Marek because he followed the book's instructions. He performed a special dance that would protect him from charms and illusions that morning. And that's literally it. The dance was in the book, and he can only turn to it when it wants him to. Mm. Or that's how he thinks of it.
Right.
It could be that it's just he can't find it.
Okay.
So it protected him against charms and illusions, and it's clearly very powerful. He did notice that Silva would look to him constantly. And Dara also noticed that he was unaffected by any sort of charms. Stranger obviously kept quiet about this because, first off, he felt bad that he can't share it because people can't dance like he can. And he doesn't know where the page is. And everything is just really confusing to him. So he would definitely mention that when they entered the inn, everyone felt like they were marked. They felt like this weight. It never really left him. He felt the weight. He felt the room gravitate towards Marek, as if everything was centered around Marek. It's just this strange gravitas, just knowing that Marek is there. Also, the stranger was very clear on noticing that Marek's rocking chair could be heard no matter where you were in the room. Just creaking.
Oh, right.
So that's the first thing that struck him. He saw the painting. He sees the painting, and he's confused about it.
Is it blurred to the stranger?
It is to a certain extent.
So he can see more faces than
he could see seven faces on it right off the bat. No one else could see any faces. But
at all?
Yeah.
I thought we saw the seven.
Well, at the end. During the... When you revisited...
The dream?
When you revisited the dream, you essentially saw what the stranger saw.
Oh, okay. So did the stranger see something else the second time around?
No.
Okay.
It's exactly
we're all caught up.
Yeah.
We're all caught up, okay.
It's probably what also Silva saw.
Right.
the evil chart? Aklat has a K after his C.
I thought it was double C.
It's O-C-K-L-E-T. It could be transcribed differently.
It has its own section.
Yep. That's it's pretty much that. That's it.
So
does Gunther fall into hot evil too?
Yes.
That's so messed up.
Hot uncool evil.
So so the stranger also felt really alone and alienated, and he hates that feeling. That's the feeling he worries about the most. That's where he got his name. Right. When he fears.
It's scary because, and it's scary especially after all this time because he's been with friends. For quite a while.
Yeah. Now. And since he doesn't have really a home, he travels. He doesn't really have a home. His friends are his, like, you know, home is where your friends are. Home is where the heart is. As far as other things going on, he's excited to be doing things in the gathering, although he'd like to understand why they're doing the things they are, like ruining ropes. For... which he was really excited about doing. It's definitely something he would just be excited about participating in. But he wants to know why Dara suggested cheating.
Right.
And what this note variety, which is actually notoriety, why it matters, how to get it, things like that. He wants to win the gathering, and he thinks that's why they're there. He thinks that's why Q is bound currently by the gathering. And as far as he understands, because he innately understands certain things about the gathering that other people don't seem to, he understands that leaving the gathering, you go to Carnival. Leaving Carnival, you return to where you were before Carnival. If you feel the way back, you could easily be trapped in Carnival if you don't have a place to return to, or if you don't feel that you can return to it. That's his main feeling, and that is definitely what Ever would understand about Carnival.
That's probably why Squad 6 is still stuck.
It's possible that they're not stuck.
Yeah, but that they have to do something.
Why does Q think he's there?
Why they're there?
Why Q is there. The Stranger thinks he's there because he wants to win the gathering thing.
The Stranger thinks he's there not because he wants to win the gathering, but he thinks that they're at the gathering right now. Because it's important for them to win.
The Lataris don't necessarily talk about fate. It's not their thing. There's no... magic doesn't necessarily have a specific direction. There's no... Like,
there's no fate in science.
There's no... Yeah, there's really no fate in science. It's... There's no... Like, you know how... Like, the phenomena of gravity, like, something has some sort of, like, pull to one another... Magic doesn't have that.
Okay.
So, to them.
They don't think that magic determines events in a way.
It's a tool. Mm-hmm. It's a mechanism to make things happen in the world.
Do they believe in any sort of causality like things?
The only person who actually ever seen that is Sophia Latari.
Okay.
She's the only one who's been revealed like the truth about magic.
All right.
Because she reached Archmage. And she became a little...
But she reached Archmage because of that.
Oh, I see. Because of a certain enlightenment.
There is a huge enlightenment that only she can understand.
But she didn't really pass this on to Q.
She can't.
Oh, that's right.
It's impossible for her to do that. He has to see it first.
Is there any other things that we want to throw in? Like, what did Kuro talk about? What did Q talk about with... We didn't talk about the discussions at all yet. I know Ever would only reveal certain information when asked.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why Kuro suddenly understood Darastia was that Brother Zerdan made him skeptical. Like, Darastia is not what you think. You know, she's actually a very good person. And Brother Zerdan talked about his own past being from a tribe of frost giants. And, you know... expanded Koro's world just a little bit.
It challenges the idea that frost giants are automatically evil or creatures of sea.
Automatically evil, although he, yeah. And then, but it was a bigger jump for him would be that succubi could be, you know, not evil.
Succubi being, like, hedonistic creatures.
Right.
Yeah.
Who drain people's lives.
Yeah. Usually servants of demons. Mm. So,
Does he attribute this to the idea that... Does he attribute the fact that Darcy is not evil... Does he attribute that to the fact that she's not a natural succubus, that she was created? Or does he not really think about that?
No, not anymore. That's a detail that explains the her loyalty to her creator rather than the gods, right? Which Kuro maybe, even though he says the gods a lot, you would think he would be on team the gods all the time. But he's understanding that the construction of this, how the moral world or the divine mm-hmm. world understanding of different people is more complicated than he previously thought, mm-hmm. right? And this was something that was repeatedly told to him by the abbot of Mount Emberstair, who was his master for many years and also a connoisseur of great baked goods.
Right.
An amateur baker himself. but Kuro didn't really understand that, right? And so this is very much a kind of a growing for Kuro, going into the world, stepping out of being, you know, like a student with certain ideals and then going into the real world and doing the field work. And that's why he believes he's here. And so anything that seems to tell him that fate has led them here, right? Even if he doesn't understand what the path has to be, right? Following that winding path is what he feels that they should do and how he will learn, right? It's kind of like there's a cloudy sky, right? And you see this immense thing in the distance, and then you, for some reason, you step up over the clouds,
and you see,
the mountaintops.
It's even greater.
Just for a moment, and then the clouds come back. He's seen a glimpse of the mountaintops, and then in the far, far distance, even more incomprehensible mountains.
Right.
But then the clouds covered it up again. And so he feels like it's time to, you know, even you're under the clouds, you have to wind your way in order to go up.
You can say that, would you say that Kuro's goal has been even more refined?
He now has a much clearer goal.
Okay.
Before he had the general goal as a representative to help other people, right, to help find Libusa Magica, to figure out mysteries and so on. He really wanted to understand mysteries because his master often talked to his master is basically an academic, he's a theologian, not a cleric of any power,
mm-hmm.
right? And yet he was an abbot, and this deva was given to him by Moradin, right? And he was put in charge of this deva who, like, instinctually, you know, wanted to do the, and so he learned from this very academic person, this doddering kind of old man, academic person, about everything, but. Kuro was never in the presence of very powerful clerics. He was never part of the main temple. He was always in this backwater. And now he's thrown into this.
I think I want to interrupt and point out one other thing that the stranger will mention.
Yeah.
He mentions that he would definitely ask Kuro very briefly, just say, like, Hand of Fate is a thing of divinity, right? Of servants of gods, right? And he would confirm that with Kuro, and Kuro would say, yeah. He would also ask aloud why Darcy had bought a Hand of Fate when he thinks that she could cast it on her own. And then he would rethink this and say, oh, hiding in plain sight. That's the
Oh yeah. Because if she uses Hand of Fate, she's drawing on divine power to do so. Or she would be, but she needs to remain hidden.
The stranger doesn't really know. He just he thinks about it and then he accepts it. Shall we get started with actual roleplay?
Yep.
Or are there any other comments about what's going on? Any confusion about the series of events?
Well, I mean, extraneous confusion, but
yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I aim to cause. But
okay, so really fast, Q talked to Sunu. Sunu gave Q books. They talked about the stranger, and they're both concerned that the stranger is finding out a lot of things that he did not know and did not expect. So something about, like, you know how the stranger kind of has this sort of ambition to just become circus, to basically achieve that level of circus. And I think Sunu is believing or starting to think that that dream is being disillusioned. Kind of like what Kuro has, except a lot more disappointing. A lot more disappointing.
So this is Q's inference.
This is Q's inferring, but this is also what Sunu and him were talking about.
Oh, Sunu was
he's like kind of basically disillusioned. He's getting disillusioned. I wonder how it feels. And stuff like that. So
it's kind of like you had a very simple dream of growing up. Like, yeah, I'm going to be a firefighter or something like that.
Yeah.
Or be an astronaut.
Or maybe the greatest Pokemon master. Then you realize that
that's not possible.
That Pokemon are a huge conspiracy, and there are weird rights violations involved, and corruption, and stuff like that.
And Team Rocket is actually good.
Something like that, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, but that's all Q got books. He hasn't read them yet.
Eros pretty much described what he would know from Auklet.
Which was just...
I think it's literally... He's like... I think this is what between the stranger and Q would infer from Eros's, like, just ranting. He's like, well, he asked about my crossbows. Then he asked about guys with crossbows, like Boltzmann. I think he was talking about inventing things. But Boltzmann didn't make the crossbows. That annoying guy did. And then I got a lockpick.
Yeah.
I guess.
And a bunch of money.
But you're not supposed to know that.
Yeah.
Also, he's evil.
I didn't tell you this.
So is that pretty much what, like, the stranger and...
Perfect.
Q would
That's translate? Completely correct.
Yeah.
So, ever talked to Silva and... Just in general, what they talked about was the Whitewater a little bit, and then the priestess from back in Charity.
Oh, okay. What did Silva have to say about the priestess?
She agrees with Ever that she's not trustworthy.
Oh, okay.
And is...
Although she's a... Even if she claims to be a priestess of Sanya.
Right, she shouldn't be here. Or she shouldn't be there, she's not. There's something wrong.
That's interesting, because if... Ever already knew that she was out of place.
Mm-hmm.
She's very out of place in Charity. Because Charity, there's no concept gods, of deities or anything.
And then for somebody who follows Aeneen to say she's not supposed to be there.
She said she's not actually a priestess of
Pam. Whoa.
No, there is no.
She's a false priestess. That's an implication.
I'm pretty sure.
Holy shit.
What was literally said was... Ever, there's no priestess cadence.
Yes.
Not a Saiyanine.
Yes. Uh-oh. Right.
Okay.
I was waiting for this because I never saw.
Eros
is unmoved by that.
Like, not only have the gods infiltrated Charity, but it's something else going on. It's not even like one of the gods stepping out of place and being where they shouldn't be. But, like
an imposter.
Right.
Who would pose as a servant of the gods?
Kuro did feel massive divine... Not massive, but, like, divine energy when they were with Cadence. Like, anybody...
Right, he didn't suspect anything at all.
It was true divine energy.
So it wasn't straight illusion.
Right. It was an illusion. It's not... You didn't feel anything evil... Unlike Eros.
Eros called it. Now he's just gotta wait for Ever to go evil. It'll be like 100, like 2 for 2. So
it's a 2 for 2.
Two for two because it's a Sagittarius man.
Because he's forgotten everyone else.
Because Ever's always in front of him, so it's like a baby with tooth. Oh, Ever's evil too, but we give his combat advantage. This muffin is evil.
Right, but then holding. Right, Eros is driving. Yeah. Ever is definitely evil. And then, but I also need combat advantage. Oh, I'm hungry now.
Put the knee up. Okay, shall we get to...
Out of bridge.
Should we get to in-game roleplay a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so you want to start a new recording?
No, the recording will just continue.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you wanted to separate it so we can clearly jump to it.
No.
Okay, whatever. So, you wake up in your respective rooms. Kuro is probably with Eros. Ever may have gone home, but was also sucked into the dream as well. Q is probably angsty and upset or something. I'm just guessing from your face. And if you go downstairs, the stranger is already there, where he slept in the open, jumping back and forth, as is Darastia. And
she was also jumping in the open?
Q?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Darastia is sitting with Ren, and they're eating breakfast. Marek's daughter is running things, and Marek's granddaughter is also helping. She tends to hand cookies to the badgers, even though the badgers are the ones who bring the cookies to her, and then she'll pick them up and give it back to the badgers.
Right.
Who will go like, yay! And then
that's how you play with babies. They hand you something, you take it, and then you hand it back.
And then you put it back.
They're very excited.
Yes.
So much evil here. Evil abounds, Kuro. Watch out. Don't you feel it, Kuro?
Cookies. Kuro's.
Does Kuro's Ever come back to the inn?
Despite these deep revelations, Kuro is also moving along the axis. Deep revelations, cookie monster.
He would like to look at the books that he has, that he got from Sunu.
There are various texts. One of them is actually a history of various tribes from Q's world. Very, like, obscure kind of tribes. You recognize some of these names, but it's like a history of their tribes, their customs, their warfare. Okay. That's one of the books. There's a couple books on languages. There's a couple books on the theory of knowledge.
Jeez.
Which it's just incredibly...
Epistemology.
Yeah, it's epistemology. Oh, but it's like super meta epistemology, which is already meta.
Q would like to... Who has the vault?
The stranger always has the vault.
Okay, Q would like to access the vault.
Does he keep the supernal book in there?
Yes, because he has to eat bread.
Oh, okay. He does. Yeah, that's right. That's very true. Okay, so the stranger, if you ask him for the vault, he pulls it out and places the vault down.
He's gonna go in and he's gonna come back out with
Kuro
the vault.
Kuro drops
the bread.
His staff of ruin and goes, "We just left the magicycles there."
Yeah.
They're just sitting there in charity. We don't have them.
Gortog's stand.
Yes? What's wrong?
Yeah, the magicycles are just a Gortog stand.
Okay.
I don't see what the problem is.
We didn't put them back in the vault.
Oh.
So, we can't use them.
Because we don't have them.
Should we go back? No. I don't feel like going back.
I was getting ready to suggest using them for the ropes challenge, which proved to be much easier than I previously believed, but...
Well, we're missing the magicycles now. I don't think we have time to go back and get them. Unless we were to split up, and that's not a good idea.
Perhaps Gortog will take good care of... I don't believe that.
No, I don't believe that.
No.
He's going to read from the Supernal Book.
While eating bread?
Yes.
All right. He's able to read 2 pages, and he doesn't take a huge health loss.
Okay.
Anything okay?
Q turns to Ever. What do you know about the White Water? You've seen it before, haven't you? You said it was in a dream. What was this dream about? Can you give it to me as best as you can?
Q's questions are very confusing. Maybe if you ask simpler questions. What color was the white water?
White.
This is working.
There's so much evil here.
Little animals.
And Silva was there.
You saw Silva.
We both saw the water. In a cavern, looking for words, and you sent us?
I sent you.
What?
For some reason, I vaguely remember this.
Your voice sent us.
Oh, okay. That makes sense, then.
For some reason, I remember this. Like, a little bit.
I'm trying to remember if anyone else in the dream I have seen. Yes, right?
Yes.
But I don't remember
you
where.
Saw Silva.
Oh, no, you remember... You remember one other person.
I actually don't remember where I saw that person, though.
They traveled with Silva.
Is Q actually remembering these things?
Yes.
When?
Oh, well.
The Q sent a pair of two people.
Yes.
Like the names.
And the other person.
The scenario sounds familiar.
Right.
To Q.
Yeah. Oh, where?
Where did I see him?
He stumbled in yesterday.
Into
the inn.
Into the inn. Yes.
Does that last?
Does ever mention? Do you remember his name?
He's counting. And me and him and her and your voice and stupid people.
You found that was your goal voice. The well.
Yes. And Pinata's.
What? Huh?
Was
it
I
exploded?
There?
No.
What are Pinata's?
Was the well your goal?
No.
You found the well though. And it contained the white water. What happened when people touched the white water or did anything with it?
Nothing.
Nothing happened.
No, it nothinged.
Like, went to zero.
Like.
Gone.
Erased.
Okay. Now.
Are you guys trying to talk out of Darastia's hearing? Or are you just talking in front of her openly?
In front of her openly.
Okay. I got tea. And then sat down at that table.
With Dara and Ren?
Uh-huh.
So Dara's playing with Ren and some... She's making little trinkets.
Koro
is
trying,
like breaking them, maybe.
Trying to look at the painting.
All Koro can see... Koro can now see...
Koro wants to actually go look at the painting, too.
Koro can actually see two lines of people as if they're posing for a portrait. It's clearly a painted portrait. But Marek is standing behind Darastia. Darastia in her normal bard garb. And you see the other five.
Could you?
The other five.
With the prophets, right?
Right, and it visibly looks like that. However, Mark painted it, he scaled them to about the same size. Even though Zerdin and Greta are still very large.
Okay.
So Auklet is within the picture, and possibly sitting on like seven boxes of apples or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be the same height as everyone else.
But he's trying to see the other people.
It's just hazy, like there's a...
It's like a weird impressionistic...
It's like, from the dream that...
Like something censored?
Like a bad printout.
It's like a blind spot. It's like an entire blind spot.
Oh. Okay, so it's just, you just cannot see.
You can tell something's there, but you can't see it.
Eros, can you see those faces?
Where?
The faces.
No.
Darastia's picture does have cleavage.
To
a certain extent.
I had a theory.
Nice.
That this is an optical illusion, but those with brain damage might not be affected.
Let me take a look again. No.
Just kind of accept it.
Does. Q would like to ask Ever about the conversation he had with Silva. What information would you reveal to Q?
What color were Silva's robes?
They're always white.
White.
This is working.
Coro is looking for the hourglasses. Hold on a
second. This is the best.
Where? Where is he looking for hourglasses?
Where, the side of the room where, in the dream, he saw Marek.
They were chained to Marek, and they walked. They floated.
Oh,
in front
they
of
floated.
Him.
Yeah.
They floated in front of him.
We didn't actually see them until the dream.
Marek's daughter notices you looking at the painting, and smiles and nods.
Miss, would you explain who those? And he's pointing to the people with the hazy faces.
Mm-hmm.
Who those are?
Well, that's my father, and your friends from yesterday, and some other people.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay. Well, there are people. Mystery's book.
What do they look like?
Well, she points to a blind spot. This one's a Goliath, and this one's a human. This one's also a human. I think this one's human. Well, there's my father. And she just... She goes through and oh, this one's a Kalashtar.
Useless, thanks. Eros walks off.
They look like... And she turns and she says, I know you probably can't see them. My father's magic is pretty strange.
Oh, so they are magically hidden. Why would your father hide these faces?
Maybe it's unintentional. He's been doing things sometimes that don't really make sense.
Eros is going to stealth around, look for any cool stuff, or any evil stuff.
Very evil stuff is following you, offering you cookies.
Eros is going to try to stealth away from them.
Mark's granddaughter is following you, too.
Oh, that's the
children.
Most evil thing.
It's the worst. Tom, the most
the
evil.
The pyramid of evil.
They're on a whole other scale.
Roll stealth. Roll stealth. See if you can hide.
Oh, ever,
and then above children.
Eros lost all
his crap.
Would you?
Do you not have dice?
He would say,
lost all of them.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, use Burrow's dice.
Perfect.
Don't use the ones in the
right, so
I want to know what to react to.
So Silva says that Candace is wrong.
Cadence
is wrong. Candace, what is it?
The white water.
Cadence
oh
is
no.
Wrong.
32.
She
the
says falling
easily.
That
the child falls back.
Gurnbat.
Yeah.
Is also wrong. Doesn't know of them. And that the white water is bad.
What do you mean by wrong? Do you mean, talking about the priestess though, do you mean to say her visions are wrong?
She's not of what she says she is.
She's not a Kalashtar?
No. She's not of Sanin.
You mean she's not an actual priestess?
Crow's listening in and says, the priestess was a false priestess.
It seems so.
Dara chips in. She says, the priestess of Sanin?
Yes, her professor.
She says,
in charity.
Well, Silva would know best.
She said, she's not.
So you learn from Silva that Cadence isn't a priestess.
Of Sani.
Is she a priestess at all?
I don't know.
Cool. Squirrel?
Things are not what they seem.
Yeah. You said you felt divine energy, though.
That is true.
That's what's very concerning. There's but no...
You all seem pretty... Well, a few of you seem pretty astute. This is Dara speaking. Why didn't you catch that?
I don't deal with these people.
Heros returns. I knew she was evil from the start.
Okay. Dara finds this amusing, and then she, but you felt divine energy?
That is correct. Yet, I now believe it is no surprise to me that I missed something. I believe I've been sent here to learn.
A lot of things can be masked. Are you all right there? Are you constipated?
No, I've... Do you know of any of these other teachers? And I point to the painting. Or these other people in the painting.
She looks at the painting.
You've never met them before?
I was the last to join.
Okay. And Marok was the only person you made contact with?
Yes.
Okay. Here's a weird thing. What if other people are here? Like Marok?
Here? Here where? Carnival?
Carnival places that we've been, at least the five of us. What if they're also here?
Well, if we've seen them, when they show in the painting?
We didn't see... I don't think we saw Marok until he revealed himself truly.
Ah, just as I didn't see him right away.
Precisely.
So you have to truly see them.
Yes.
If I may interrupt, I have great respect for your thought processes. But now is not the time for thinking. Now is the time for action. We must walk our paths for the mysteries to be revealed.
But where?
We are standing at the base of the foothills. The answers are up top. We must change our perspective in order to grasp.
Dara turns away from this monologue and asks
Everett. What truly is.
Was there anything that...
Blah, 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 fate, blah, blah, fate.
Was there anything the gods, that...
fate, path,
Cadence
mountains,
said
perspective, that paradigm shift.
Felt very true.
Diagrams.
I don't remember.
Made of cookies.
I don't remember.
There were a bunch of things.
The tower, cookies,
pyramid. Specifically, whenever pyramid. Cadence would say she doesn't know about it, or
blah,
she...
Blah, 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 blah.
She would lock eyes with you and tell you that she doesn't know
anything about it.
Dara just continues. She says, there are many tricks.
Oh, I see. The moments where it seemed overly certain to that what she was saying.
Dara explains that there are many tricks to especially people of who chase these tricks. As a bard, and she shrugs, as other things. She knows several tricks to convince people of things. Just very blatant lies. She looks Eros in the eyes and says, I'm not actually a succubus. Eros entirely believes this.
Eros just, I knew it. I knew you weren't.
You were never going
to
say.
Maybe that's not a good example. So she turns to Ever and she says, she locks eyes with you, and she says, I am not actually a succubus. And you feel in your heart that this is true, and then it fades, and then you realize it was just a complete... She shrugs. It's a very simple spell.
Dara, what's your full name?
First name, Dara. Last name, Stia. Middle name...
Dara Stia Tiristel.
Why is it different from before?
What do you mean?
You went by a previous name.
I went by Tiristel.
Something seems different.
Different in what way? Where, why would you think I have a different name?
Q, you must understand that we are standing in the clouds.
No. Hold on.
The mountainside.
Hold on. I'm on to something here, though.
The ever-shifting perspective.
Dara, like...
The tree line.
Dara looks at, like, the three of you, and she kind of, like, twists her finger, and Kuro is silenced. But he doesn't realize it, so he keeps talking.
He's muted?
Yeah, he's muted. He just goes like this.
You had a different name when you were not let go by Marok.
What?
You went by two different names.
Darastia, Tiristel.
No, there was something different.
Why would you think there was a different name?
I've always heard a different name.
Roll bluff. You haven't.
Oh, I haven't.
No, you haven't. You heard two separate names.
Oh.
One was in the first instance, one was in the dream. Are you actually lying to her? Or did you not understand that?
I didn't understand
that. Okay, so you heard two different names. The first time you heard Darastia Tiristel.
Oh.
And in the dream you heard a second name.
I heard a second name in the dream.
You heard a different name. Okay. Slightly different.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
So I heard a different name that you go by.
She narrows her eyes. When?
When we were in this room and Mark left. Last night.
This is technically a truth? Or are you trying to convince her that this is the name Bill was heard?
No, I'm telling her that I heard different names. Okay.
She shrugs, and then she thinks, she tilts her head. It's possible that she looks at you, and she says, but you wouldn't have heard it. She looks at the stranger. Did you hear two different names? And the stranger nods. Or did you hear a different name? The stranger nods. He says, Zuri, Zuri, Zuru, Zuru, Zuru. She raises an eyebrow.
Kuro points at the stranger. It's obviously related to something he's discussing.
You can't hear it, but he's saying it very emphatically.
And he continues about his
Dara increases the volume ever so slightly, and then changes her mind.
The conifers.
Dara calmly explains that it's possible that Marek doesn't even speak a normal language right now. And that he is using true speech. And that what you heard was part of her true name. Q would understand this. Eros would clearly not understand this at all. The stranger is nodding emphatically, but it's a toss-up whether he understands it or not.
It's like, okay, so before, if you look at the regular language, right, the language that you...
Maybe I can explain it very cleanly. Sorry, scholar words are confusing sometimes.
I was going to use colors.
True speech is underneath everything. There are spells such as power word, a single word, that can kill a person instantly. And if you know true speech, and you know the person's true name, you can kill them instantly. You might not need their true name. Your true name, well, you might not even know it. It's a high-level sort of thing.
Eros. Yeah, I know it. Don't think I don't know it.
His name is Eros, Eros.
He doesn't... And then she,
Eros.
So Dara continues, when you use a person's true name, it actually changes and lengthens, makes it harder to find. If Marek speaks true speech, that would explain why, she points at the stranger, why you understood everything, since you had that casting, or whatever it was, that shroud, and why everyone else heard, including myself, heard Elvish. That's very unsettling if he was simply talking in true speech. The Marek I knew, would never do that.
But why would he do it now? Do you have any idea? Just
the little girl next to Eros.
Fuck, she still
takes a cookie and is eating it. And she says, Grandpa's kind of weird sometimes.
Yeah, no shit. Little one. Sorry. Sorry.
Little shit.
Just kidding. Eros pats her on the head and wipes his hand on the table.
She tries to kick you in the shin.
Get wrecked. That didn't hurt at all.
You're a pansy.
Does he think he's poisoned because she touched him?
Eros feels anxiety about the fact that he's been poisoned.
Eros has zero experience with children. He thinks of them as little demons or something.
It's awful.
It's completely true.
This is even worse than I thought.
Sometimes Grandpa talks a lot, and then he doesn't, and then he's confused.
Unfortunately, I'm confused too.
His magic's really pretty, though.
Very good. We needed that information.
What's so pretty about his magic?
So many colors. And when you clap, it makes colors.
This is Eros' face right now.
Synesthesia.
Eros remembers, like, seeing little shockwaves everywhere. Every footstep had a shockwave mark. And even the arguing, you could see the colors of the arguing, and you could see the fury in it. You could see you could see the feelings, visibly see the colors of feelings. And when Marek walked, you saw valor, and you saw purpose. But
as physical entities.
As colors, and you interpreted them. And that wasn't different when you saw the dream. Has the party kept it secret from Dara that they saw Woodmark?
Yes.
The Pearl hasn't talked about the dream.
No.
He doesn't even... He's so focused on moving along that he doesn't even consider it important to share that he had a dream when he saw everybody. Mm. Because it wasn't clear to him whether he was just dreaming about the party or...
Ever will say, I had a dream like that.
He doesn't acknowledge.
That's all he says.
His coral pacing.
With lots of colors. Like yesterday, when Grandpa was leaving. She was in the room.
I think so.
Mm. Everyone,
where did he go? She looks very sad that she can't see her comp.
Eros just looks away. It's like, whatever.
Dara is playing with several things floating in front of her. They're just like flat surfaces with lots of numbers streaming. And she's also like talking to Ren, just making completely small chat. Irrelevant. She turns and says, I visited that fellow Dumrick this morning.
Goro stops his lecture.
Dara turns the volume up ever so slightly.
What of him? Is he well?
He's resting.
Who is this Dumrick?
I don't know, but as far as I can tell, he's completely drained and out of it. Mm. You might want to find out what kind of poison he had.
Who can tell us that? Kuro has a very quick realization of who can tell them that.
He did say something. It was kind of like sleep talking. But it's relevant to your world. He said the Marchers are nearing the end of their journey.
Who's this Dumrick guy again?
He was here yesterday. He climbed... she's taking up a very teacherly voice. He was here yesterday. He fell down. Silva tried to heal him. We tried to heal him. I was upset and stuff. And Gortog had to come and help.
Was I here, or was I sleeping?
You were trying to steal Silva's astral diamonds. You're not that stealthy.
Oh my God. You're right.
The badgers can follow you.
hate them.
They're really cute, though. She picks one up.
And oh, pure evil.
Q puts one onto the disc.
The badger starts putting cookies on the disc very carefully.
Eros is about to kill everything.
Now Eros can't sit at the disc. Yeah.
These cookies all over the books and the disc. And the badger is very excited.
Yeah,
he's counting.
He's trying to constrain himself from removing all of the cookies off the books. How dare he? How dare he?
And the badger takes a cookie, and it's like the size of two of his hands. And he's like,
Thoros is not. He's still thinking. And he says, in any case, as I have shown, now is the time to take action. We will discover more as we go along.
Now, I want to ask you, the rest of you, we have many things to do. Many, many things.
Dara is playing with her screens again. You're absolutely right.
Let's say we go back to the gathering and win some contests.
Let's say that you answer two potential challenges.
Okay.
So I've set you up with minor publicity, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already been challenged two separate show matches. This is one of the best ways of gaining notoriety. The Strange goes, notoriety.
Is one of these with Kevin Retarly?
Absolutely not.
Thank God. Wait, no. That means we have to play the third one? No.
Yes, Q.
Friendship battle.
We've been challenged to the friendship off.
What the hell does that mean?
Must be a contest where you carry friendships.
Do you know him?
I wish I didn't.
Perhaps you are chased by friendship.
He yells a lot.
I notice.
I don't like him.
I can almost see the colors of his yelling, even without Mark there. Are you okay?
No.
What color is his yelling?
Ugly.
Vomit.
That makes sense.
Eros is ready to go.
Well,
as always, what's our first challenge?
Two separate show matches. Mm-hmm. You can make the choice.
Okay. All right, let's
tell me about the first one.
Here's a representation. Oh, wait, that's strange. It's gone now.
What do you mean?
Oh, cool.
You have one from a Lord Baskerville.
Lord Baskerville, that sounds familiar.
You have one from a... Well, this one's remaining anonymous, but I don't think she's looking at some sorts of statistics. Well, that's confusing.
Lord Baskerville?
He has a bunch of magic stats, but no magic kills.
Lord Baskerville.
Did you see him in the ropes challenge?
The reactor.
Who?
Lord Baskerville, of the GFA.
What?
What do you think about
Dara
this?
Dara is also confused.
We met Baskerville in the reactor. Ever, you weren't there, but
no.
Before
we heard of Baskerville.
Oh, that's correct.
No.
But why challenge us?
There is a building in a faraway land, and we were there. Koro is trying to simplify for the children, including Ever. The faraway land, we were there, and there was a battle, and we were mistaken for criminals when we were, in fact, trying to protect the structural integrity of the building.
I believe that Eros was a criminal, though.
That may be the case. But then... later, we confirmed that he has brain damage.
Right.
Ah, yes.
What say we challenge Baskerville?
If I recall...
You can possibly challenge both of them at the same time. That would drive up your notoriety like crazy. It would be very difficult.
That's risky. But, doable.
I thought... We heard... It was... a certain Lord Baskerville that allowed us to leave when the authorities confronted us.
Right.
At the time, I believed that this was a fictitious entity concocted by DA. What if? Can Kuro roll for stupidness?
Yeah.
All right. He fails to save. He's going to make a stupid theory. Oh, he saved against stupidness. What? No.
Are you about to say what if it's DA?
Maybe.
Is DA evil?
128% maybe she is.
Darastia, is Eros wrong?
Usually.
That's
but
why
I don't
that's
know.
That's why I don't like you anymore.
You want to challenge DA and Lord Baskerville?
Yes, correct.
Let's do it.
I want to challenge.
I hate
both
of them.
Okay.
What are the? Can you run a quick model to see if we have a good chance of success?
I have no idea.
Let's do it anyway.
Baskerville seems to be primal in nature, and this other person is magical in nature, but zero magic kills.
Interesting.
Hmm. I'm primal in nature.
Does this person have physical kills?
Yes, lots of them.
Lots of them.
If he summoned something else that physically killed, would that count as a physical kill?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
If he summoned something that caused a physical kill, would that count as a physical
kill? It would count as a summon kill. There's no summon kills. On the bright side...
Powerful enough to not use his own magic.
What if he just uses his own magic on himself and then beats everyone up?
That would be a magical kill, wouldn't it?
I'm not sure, actually. There's not too many gishes around.
Gish? What is a gish?
A gish is...
It's a githyanki word.
Yes.
Actually.
Ah, githyanki.
Yeah. Githyanki.
Kuro has a strange... another strange theory. Stupid roll.
All right.
Okay. Oh, he failed a stupid roll. I have it.
Oh, no.
Githyankis, there's a certain part of its society where they use magic to amplify their own physical abilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very particular sort of fighter mage style.
Oh, I don't care.
The
who? Indeed. He leans forward to talk very discreetly. Baskerville. How is the name listed?
Lord Baskerville.
Lord Baskerville.
Oh, no.
Not Sir Baskerville.
Oh, no.
What other lords do we
know? No, we don't know any other lords.
We know...
The Tower Lords.
...of 12 lords.
Let's do it then, guys. This is it. This is our one chance to... So done.
Dara is very amused by all of this.
I'm ready. Eros is ready. He's out. He's near the door. He's like, "Let's go. I'm ready to make some money. Let's do this. Get out of my way.
He has warm milk and warm cold milk and warm cookies.
He picks up
Eros will take it and then put it back, so he's happy.
And then the badger cheers.
Yeah.
And then Coral takes him.
Picks up the same badger. Sets him on the desk.
Cookies. Cookies are being put on your disc very carefully.
Q would like to leave the tavern.
Eros is going to follow.
Eros, are you the badger?
Yes, I'm bringing the badger.
Okay, the badger just sits on your disc, and he has a little bellhop hat. He's doing this. All right, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to make tea.
What do you guys want to do?
I'll have some tea.
Because we have to end at 3, right?
Yeah. So we can figure...